is your day right now. No matter how stressed out you might be feeling, know this. It is possible to outsmart a bad day. I'm going to tell you how.
You used to feel good all the time. You understood trifling slime. Now you look ripped, pissing on trees. God does not bless you when you sneeze. Losing gravity all alone. Crying like a bitch into a portable phone. Grow some B-balls, don't do what you're told. If you're still alive, you're never too old. Oh, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about. You need to quit freaking out and fucking around. Been down that road a long time ago. Fell in that hole, going way too slow. You should have known not to do it again. Fighting self-control means you always win. Oh, oh yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to quit freaking out and fucking around.
Sadness is a normal reaction to, yes, the stresses of modern life. But if we alter our habits, we can alter our mood. For example, in the study, people who exercise and didn't smoke regularly reported fewer mood days. But the experts also say if you feel sad for more than 2 weeks at a time, you need to seek professional help. Don't let it go further than that. If you had a deep cut in your arm, you'd go to the emergency room, right? There's something going on in your heart. You need to see a specialist, too.
You used to feel good all the time. You used to feel good all alone. You used to feel good a long time. You used to feel good. Oh, oh yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah. You need to quit freaking out and fucking around. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. You know what I'm talking about. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You need to quit freaking out and fucking around.